saw you staring at each other.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Good Tuesday morning to you. Thanks for staying with us. 251-343-0106. That is the text line. That's how you get in touch with the program. Joining us on the line now, very pleased to have our next guest. He is our United States Senator. Tommy Tuberville is with us. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing good. I'm at the Clown Show today. We're finishing up last week for a couple of weeks vacation here in the summer, but it's going to be a busy week. I can see it coming.
Got a bunch of votes coming up. Well, let's talk about the one that kind of shook the world. Joe Manchin and the deal he made with Chuck Schumer. Did you see something like this coming? Did it catch you by surprise?
Yeah, a little bit, but you never know up here. You know, this group up here, all they want to do is spend money. That's the one thing I've been amazed at, Jeff, and not watching out for the American people, but watching out for themselves. I'm hearing rumors that Joe's having a pipeline given to him in the state of West Virginia, his state, running from, North Carolina. You hear all these rumors. You just don't know. I'll talk to Joe today. He and I are working on another bill. Matter of fact, we're working on something to help out the college sports and the NIL. But Inflation Reduction Act, if there's anything that we don't need right now, it's more taxes, more regulation. It's absolutely amazing how this place runs. But we'll have to fight as hard as we can, Jeff, being in a minority. They only have to have 50 votes, so we'll see how things go with their 50. They don't need us, so we're going to sit back and watch and kind of talk about it and visit about it. But, you know, we've got Republicans that love to spend money, too. So we might have some people on our side even join their side.
Do you think it's this, the writing's on the wall, November is coming, get something while you can, and this is sort of the last stand for the Democrats getting Manchin? And I don't even know what about Kristen Sinema? Don't they need her too?
Yeah, they're going to need her. I talk to her every week, and she's not for raising taxes, but, you know, there'll be a lot of pressure on her to get her vote. But as you said, you know, they're coming to the end of this 2-year reign that they've absolutely just tried to run this country in the ground. And they've even called it, Jeff, they call it a transition. They want to transition this country into something that it's not. And it's overall spending, just putting so many billions of dollars into climate change. And everybody, we care about our world, our country, when it comes to that. But it's not even on the top 10 of the radar. But they act like it is the number one thing that they have to tackle. But it's only thing that they can bring up that they can raise money on, and they don't have to prove it's right or wrong. It's just out there. And, you know, they've predicted doom and gloom for the last 25, 30 years, Al Gore and some of his other pundits, and nothing has happened. But that being said, we're making it tough on the American taxpayer. We saw this, and you and I talked about this when we passed this $1.9 trillion CARES Act back about a year and 3 months ago. It was useless spending, and none of it really went to help the American taxpayers. It was just bloated spending by the Democrats, and it's caused all this inflation, and we knew it was coming. We didn't know how bad. It's going to get worse before it gets better. We knew when Joe Biden just said, hey, turn the spigots off, no more oil, we're going to buy it from somebody else, and we're going to go to wind and solar. You know, we knew this was coming, so American people should understand that and understand in November, if we don't change this, we are going to get a country that we do not recognize in the next couple of years. We cannot continue this path for a constitutional republic, a public that believes in freedom, and we better change course in November, but we'll see what happens.
Well, they maintained that this does something to stem the tide of inflation. It's not clear to me, other than trust us, this is how it works. And I don't know that that's going to work for the rest, for the American people.
No, you're right. I think people understand this now. They're looking at it We had a president that got 81 million votes, and there's no way Joe Biden got 81 million votes. We don't know what happened in the last election. Obviously, he is the president. I'm not going to get in that dialogue, but we do know that 64% of the votes all over the country were mail-in ballots, and that's never happened in our lifetime. So hopefully we can get back to a normal election in November. But American people just need to understand, you know, this government up here is running for themselves. This government is it's of the government, by the government, and for the government. It's not for the people. And it's not looking out for the best interests of farmers, families. It's just been hit. We're being attacked from all sides, and they want to change our country into big government socialism. And we're headed in that direction. And it's going to be an ugly transition if we don't get control of it. So we'll hopefully the American people, not in Alabama, but in some of the other states, wake up and smell the roses.
Joined by United States Senator Tommy Tuberville here on the program. Give us the inside scoop on this PACT Act. We've seen John Stewart all over television. What's your take on it?
Well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. The PACT Act, and I've voted against it every time it's come up. And I'm on the Veterans Committee. I helped draw this thing up. We worked on it for a year and a half, Jeff. One of my number one priorities coming up here was to help our veterans. They've done a great service for us. Now we need to help them. Unfortunately, we've got millions of them that were over there in the Middle East for 20 years that breathed these burn pits, that they burned everything around our camps and our forts and our bases for 20 years. And we got a lot of people sick. We need to take care of them. So we took this on about a year and a half ago. Let's help them. Let's put money in it. Now, we all know that the VA is the largest health system in the world. It is not running on all cylinders, and we want to make sure that we get it running on all cylinders. And it's not just money, but it is going to take money to take care of this. So we're working on this as a bipartisan group in the Veterans Affairs Committee. We get to about May, and we had a few more months left on putting this all together to do it the right way for the veterans. Just throwing money out there saying, hey, we're going to help the veterans, and we're going to throw it out there, and that money goes somewhere it's not supposed to go. So we're trying to put all the pieces together. And Schumer says, I've had it. I want this bill now. President Biden wants it passed before July the 4th. They take it. We're probably about 60% done. And so he takes it, runs it up the flagpole, and knowing that it's a veterans bill that most people can't vote against it. Well, I know exactly what's in it. I know they're putting $400 billion in there that is actually going to climate change and their pet projects. So I'm voting against it. We're fighting against it. And, of course, you got guys like John Stewart that has no clue what he's talking about. He's actually in one of our hearings one day. And, you know, it's good that he's interested in it, but it's not a good law. Now, we're eventually going to pass this. Hopefully we get it done the right way. But if we pass it the way it is right now without some amendments, it's going to be a disaster. Right now, Jeff, we have 200,000 veterans standing in line to get into the VA. I mean, it's a backlog. When we pass this, we have to be prepared. 2 million more are going to go into the VA from this burn pit problem that we have. So you're going to end up with 2.5, 2.2, 2.3 million people standing in line that have no way to get in because we're not prepared. This law is not going to be ready for it. But, of course, Schumer and the Democrats, they care nothing about veterans. All they care about is getting a bill passed to say they won something right here before the election. Veterans are mad at me. They probably should be that. I wasn't able to get this thing over the finish line in terms of everything in the bill, but it takes forever up here to get anything done. We are going to work for the veterans. We're going to get this done. And so don't listen to these critics out there, John Stewart's and the Schumer's, that just want to win, because if they get this passed, we are going to have huge problems with this bill.
Coach, tell us about what do you think about this, Asia trip that Nancy Pelosi's on again, off again, stop in Taiwan. Just where is the U.S. right now, China and Taiwan? It is, it's just like they want to put one toe in the pool or something talking tough with China and not really get in and go all the way.
Yeah, it's a new Cold War. I've been over there. I've been over twice. I went to Taiwan, 7 months ago or so. Myself and three other senators flew around the world going to military bases. We have to get prepared for this conflict. Whether it's going to happen or not, hopefully we can deter it. Now, when we go to Taiwan, we were threatened by the embassy here from China. We got calls, don't go. You don't need to go. It's our country, all these kind of things. We went anyway. They flew a couple of planes over, and they've blown this thing out of proportion. I don't know why Nancy Pelosi is going. She is rerunning, but she knows she's going to get out as soon as she loses her speakership in November. She's taking a kind of a farewell tour. But it's a dangerous situation. Right now, if we did war games, we wouldn't win many battles against China because it's a away game for us. It's a long ways away from the United States. China is right there on Taiwan. They're making plans. They've got they got a bigger Navy than we have. Their military is getting bigger. They're focused. And right now, I'm not sure about our military because we're teaching wokeness in our military right now. We're losing recruits. We're losing experience out of our military that's resigning and retiring. Joe Biden's administration has attacked our military from day one, like they did fossil fuels. And I don't know where we're at. I know we've got a lot of good people left in the military, but we have got to get this wokeness, this CRT, this gender equity nonsense out of our military. It doesn't belong there. We've got to build a killing machine. And China needs to know that we're a killing machine because if they don't, they're coming. But Nancy Pelosi going over there, something for the media to talk about. She'll go today, whether she'll spend the night. We went over and spent the night. Of course, they protected. We had all kinds of security. We went to see the microchip plant, Jeff, and they know what they're doing. And everybody talks about microchips. The thing that they do different is they have we would call it the Mercedes of the chips. China makes a chip that's third rate. And so they need that country. But everybody needs Taiwan. We have got to get the chips moved back into this country. President Trump was trying to get that done. We did pass the chips bill, which I wasn't for because it's going to companies that have chip companies in China. Now, think about that. It's one of those things that we have got to start preparing for is China because they're breathing down our neck, and it's getting worse every day.
Finally, Coach, see you're still fighting a good fight on Title IX. That has been something, I guess you made it kind of a personal mission here. But what's left to be done there?
Well, Joe Biden come out about 4 weeks ago, and just right before the 50th anniversary, said we're going to change Title IX. We're going to change the definition of sex. That boys can, if they feel like it, and they feel like that they're a woman, that they can compete against women. Up until, I think, of this past year, boys participating in women's sports won 22 championships. Now think about that, 22 championships. Girls had no chance in this competition. So, yeah, we're still fighting. But again, this is, there's a litany of things that the Biden administration is trying to do. This is this gender, change of gender, all the things that they're putting across our young kids, teaching trans in elementary schools. It's a total degradation of our country. It's good versus evil. And we've got to get God back in our country, Jeff, or this country is not going to make it. We have got to start fighting back and start speaking up. But, you know, for some reason, people don't want to do that. They want to put, I don't know what it is. It's they want to put pride in front instead of going out and really talking about the things that really happen and make a difference here in our country. And that's God being on the front burner for everything that we do, especially when it comes to this transgender and Title IX mishap that we're having as we speak.
Coach, we'll leave it there. You've been very gracious with your time this morning, but best of luck to you. Stay safe up there.
All right, yeah. God bless.
That was U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
That's why I'm sitting on the front steps, staring down the road, wondering if she'll come back. This time I don't know. After she packed, when she looked back, there were no tears in her eyes, and that's got me wondering.